You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a degree from Clown College and an enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents were old enough to ponder King Lear. Whether you like yours the clown variety, the biblical variety, or the Shakespearean variety, this protagonist's role in prose is served as comedic foil, one who does not follow the instruction of God, or one whom feigns ignorance while harboring a clever wit and awareness. But in song, the role is largely that of one of poor judgment, or one that has been duped. Everybody plays the fool on the Rock and Rhythm Review, and I pity the fool that doesn't stay tuned for The Teenagers, Piano Red, Eddie Boyd, The Love Notes, Elmore James, the Cochran Brothers, Pat Ferguson, Leonard Lee, and the Tempo Toppers.
What kind of a fool do you take me for?
Why, is there more than one kind?
Little Richard is a classic Shakespearean fool, one who feigns buffoonery but in reality is quite aware of what is going on, a specialty label owner Art Roop would soon discover. Prior to that stage, Richard cut a few singles for the Peacock label out of Houston, and it was there in 1953 that Richard briefly fronted the vocal group the Tempo Toppers, backed by the Deuces of Rhythm, Fool at the Wheel.
Watch out, watch out, there's a great big fool at the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Watch out, watch out, there's a great big fool at the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Because he's driving a brand new automobile.
Yes, automobile.
Watch out, watch out. Watch out, watch out, now this is where the trouble begins.
Yes, began.
Because he's drinking his whiskey and gin.
Yes, his whiskey and gin.
Well, he don't think he has nothing to lose. Don't even slow up for the children gone to school. Watch out, watch out, there's a great big fool of the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Because he's driving a brand new automobile.
Yes,
sliding all over the road, because he's driving a brand new Ford. Watch out, watch out, there's a great big fool of the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Because he's driving a brand new automobile.
Yes, automobile.
He's driving a brand new automobile.
Yes, he's a great big fool, that's all.
Eddie Cochran and his brother from another mother, Hank Cochran, amicably split in 1956 on the heels of their third single for the Echo label, Just As It Folded. Eddie was no fool and heard rock and roll's potential, and the single stressed Eddie's preference, but Hank was country to the core. Tired and Sleepy graced the A side of the single, and the equally rockin' Fool's Paradise was its flip.
You tell me that you love me, I know that it is lies, but I keep right on believing in a fool's paradise.
I make believe.
Make believe it's easy in a fool's paradise. Everybody's asking, what can the trouble be? Well, it seems that they all wanted, baby, not half as much as me.
I make believe.
Oh. Baby,
make believe.
Oh. Baby, baby. Make believe it's easy in a fool's I'm in.
But then you smile at someone else, not my back again.
I make believe.
Baby,
baby. Make believe.
Willie Perriman fooled us twice, with not one but two rock and rhythm nom de plumes. The 88 Ace was first known as Piano Red due to his features as a black albino, and hit for RCA starting with 1950's Rockin' with Red. By the early 60s, Red reinvented himself into Dr. Feelgood and the Interns, and his single Mr. Moonlight was famously covered by the Beatles, and even though the hits were a decade between, Red never abandoned the barrelhouse R&B he loved. 1956's I'm Nobody's Fool with Bertha Colbert.
And here we go with Piano Red, and I Ain't Nobody's Fool.
Yeah! Come here, baby. I want you to ride in my new car.
Oh, no, Red, not today. That's a pretty car, but I'm walking today.
You shouldn't talk like that. I know you're a real fine chicken. You ain't nobody's fool. Honey, you're gonna get down real, real late. No strings, baby.
I'll run with you, sweet daddy. If you give me diamond rings, if I take the diamonds, mister, they come without the string.
Well, I done hit the number, baby. Yes, and I'm loaded down with loot. I buy you minks and furs and everything. I throw a Cadillac in it to boot.
Are you the real slick daddy and sweet?
an old saying on Earth, Mr. Sulu. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
There were several vocal groups that were known as the Love Notes, but don't be fooled. The definitive Love Notes were a quintet from Boston, whom had brief success for the Imperial and Rainbow labels, but later should have taken to calling themselves the Dear John Notes as they succumbed to the nuances of the throwaway vocal group days of the 50s. 1954's Don't Be No Fool. Shirley and Lee were the Crescent City sweethearts of the blues, but the public be fooled as they had no relationship at all, and the unusual trait of being a vocal group that rarely sang together. So when Leonard Lee cut a solo single during their heyday, it was hard not to expect Shirley's always out-of-tune vocal to take next verse, but alas, it doesn't on this 1954 cut, Trying to Fool Me.
Try to fool me. Think I don't know nothing. You're trying to fool me. But baby, I know something. You're trying to fool me. And baby, I'm hip to your jive. Trying to fool me. Take all my money. You're trying to fool me. Take every dime, you're trying to fool me. But baby, I'm here for your time. We'll be right back. think I don't know nothing, you're trying to fool me. But baby, I know something, you're trying to fool me. And baby, I'm here till you're done. You're trying to fool me with man by the dozens, you're trying to fool me. You tell me that your cousins, you're trying to fool me. But baby, I'm here till you're done.
Plank spanker Eddie Boyd hailed from the Delta and migrated upriver to Memphis and ultimately Chicago by the 40s. It was in the Windy City where Boyd began his recording career with the Bluebird label, before spending a great deal of the 1950s with Chess. Having a frosty relationship with Leonard Chess during his tenure, could Boyd have known Leonard would not release this 1953 tune for 3 years when he sang Just a Fool?
I know I'm just a fool for messing around with you. I know I'm just a fool for messing around with you. Gonna leave you while I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. When I first met you, baby, you were really beat. You rang as a mop from your head to your feet. I know I'm just a fool for messing around with you. Gonna leave you where I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. A sucker on the streets. I know I'm just a fool for messing around with you. Gonna leave you where I found you. What I'm gonna do? I know I'm just a fool for messing around with you. Gonna leave you where I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you where I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you where I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you where I found you, that's what I'm gonna do.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows it?
There is as much to say about Patti Philpott, a.k.a. Pat Ferguson, as the Memphis label she recorded for, Stomper Time, and that's not much. Possibly making the foolish mistake of recording rockabilly by the time it was passé in 1960, Ferguson cut the lyrically lean rocker which carried the cred of six-string ace Scotty Moore on the session, Fool I Am. originally titled Why Do Birds Sing So Gay, it perhaps is the best-known song in doo-wop, and the subject of infamous authorship lawsuits and a subsequent film regarding said lawsuits and the marital woes of singer Frankie Lyman. Just 13 at the time of the 1955 recording, Lyman would last a mere 18 months longer before splitting from his group, the Teenagers, and embarking on a futile solo career and tragic life. With Jimmy Wright on sax, Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Tuesday we go to the ball game, but he fool us. He no show up. Wednesday he go to the ball game, and we fool him. We no show up.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Robert Arman. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. Elmore James fooled many a guitarist with his unique tone. Due to sparse photographic evidence, most thought James played a solid body electric. But surprisingly, James played a cheap acoustic with a sound hole mounted pickup. Why the surprise? Well, let's spin a tune from a 1955 New Orleans session featuring a sound that could hardly be called acoustic. I Was a Fool.